AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's border czar says a small security force will remain in Minnesota. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Homan. He tells CBS's Face the Nation a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents, and he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. Homan didn't define small. Last week, the Trump administration announced it was drawing down its immigration enforcement surge in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'm Julie Walker.
In Georgia, opening statements are expected today in the trial of a man whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at Appalachie High School in Winder in 2024. The case is one of several around the country where prosecutors are trying to hold parents responsible after their children are accused in fatal shootings. Colin Gray faces 29 counts, including two counts of second-degree murder, two counts of involuntary manslaughter, and numerous counts of second-degree cruelty to children. British and Canadian citizens can now enter China without a visa starting tomorrow. China has expanded its visa-free program to 79 countries in an effort to boost tourism and business. World shares mostly advanced and gold declined. U.S. futures edged higher. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump's new Board of Peace is pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump says on social media that members of his new Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel for international stabilization and police forces in the territory. The president says he'll make a formal announcement on Thursday during the group's first meeting. Indonesia's military has already said that up to 8,000 of its troops should be ready by the end of June for a possible deployment to Gaza. The United Nations, World Bank, and European Union estimate that reconstruction of Gaza will cost $70 billion, and despite a ceasefire deal, Israeli forces continue to carry out airstrikes. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.